NFL playoffs have arrived, and we have you covered each day on OutKick's Hot Mic with Hutton Withrow.
Some of the best football guests break down the biggest matchups, from Armando Salguero and Donovan McNabb to Ryan Leaf and Bobby Carpenter, plus the top headlines and reaction to each playoff weekend.
So, Chad, which quarterback ascends to that next level? Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Tua is on this list.
Got to be Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah,
it's his time right now.
I think so. Yeah, it's his time to shine. He's done it in the regular season. He's won MVP. He's going to win it again. It is time for him to win in the playoffs.
Playoffs are also a time to shine for Patrick Mahomes. Can he and the Chiefs' offense figure it out in order to repeat this playoff season?
There's plenty of craziness on a week-to-week basis, so pull up the bar with us each weekday wherever you listen to your podcasts.
NFL and more, covering your favorite teams. OutKick's Hot Mic with Hutton and Withrow.
Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl Walk. Hi guys, welcome back to a new episode on the Guide Me Glow podcast. It's been a little minute since I last uploaded my episode. It's been about a month. But you know, I'm back and I really wanted to record an episode before the end of the year just to kind of update you guys on life and just give you guys also some motivation and inspiration going into the new year, because I feel like December's been a crazy month. It's been very busy, full of socializing and kind of really feeling the feels. I don't know, coming to the end of the year, I feel super reflective and I feel super inwards as well. A lot of things are coming up for me and I feel ready to kind of close this year, kind of wrap it in a little bow and move on to the new year. There's something about the new year that just feels so amazing and fresh to me. I know that, you know, you can start fresh and new at any point in your life, but there's something about just having, you know, the start of January being on a Monday, that just inspires you to kind of have a clean blank slate, which I think is very amazing for people to feel that way as well. Because yes, you can start at any given moment, you can literally start in the next hour, but you know, there's something that is very transitional, and also just in terms of, you know, a new year and all the energy aligning, I think it's a really amazing time to kind of set your intentions, create some new goals, reflect on the past year and just kind of see, yeah, what are the things that you really want to be moving forward and how you want to be focusing, like what you want to be putting your focus on, to be honest. So this is going to be a very raw and authentic episode. I'm going to try not to edit too much just because I just want this episode up, ready and just out quickly. Tomorrow, which is New Year's Eve, I'm going to Uluwatu, which is an area in Bali that is just a lot more less busy, more nature, more beaches, which I'm really excited for, because at the moment I'm in Canggu in Bali and it's just super, super busy here. This is kind of high season where like a lot of tourists come and yeah, they visit over Christmas and New Year's, which is amazing, but it also means that the roads are just so, so busy, and it just feels like a lot of energy. And to be honest, I feel like I've been feeling the effects of that as well. Maybe that's also in conjunction to the cycle that I'm in. I always come on my period on the full moon. And I actually was telling a friend, she was like, if you come on the full moon, it means it's like your cycle is like a red blood moon or something like that. But it means in like the more like spiritual terms, it used to be, I don't know, people who came on at the full moon were like seen as like witches or healers and yeah, that kind of thing. And I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. But I always come on the full moon. It's kind of crazy. So I definitely feel more inwards, you know, when you are on your period. It is your body's winter, so it's time to go inwards, reflect, and kind of not do too many socializing things. It's really just to focus on yourself. And being in Bali can be very distracting, and you know, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of new people you meet, and a lot of things to do, and it can be hard to sometimes say no and just, yeah, be on your own and do your own thing. And it's almost seen as like not I don't know, you feel like you always have to be doing something with someone. It's just the kind of energy here. But I think I am learning to just kind of go inwards and not make that my norm. Because, you know, the past 7 months, I've been doing a lot of things alone before Bali. You know, family life, being at home and moving to the transition here. It's been a lot of, like, you know, going out for dinners every day and seeing people every day and socializing. And although that is kind of the norm there or here, it's not like really the norm in like daily life. You know, like if I'm living in London or living in Sydney, I don't go out every single night for dinner. Like I mostly have dinner, you know, at home and go out for dinner like once or twice a week or something. So it really is a different lifestyle here. And I've been trying to balance, you know, socializing, especially where it's high season at the moment, everyone's here for like a couple months or so, and then trying to balance like work and also just like my own inner peace and how I feel. Leading up to the new year, a lot has come up for me in terms of, especially friendships actually. I've been feeling like a lot more intentional with my friendships and just not really feeling like I have to have loads of friends or, you know, do things or, you know, just because they're my friends like in the past doesn't mean they might not be as aligned this year. And that's also okay because, you know, friends are for different reasons. And as a friendship kind of grows, that's kind of, you know, a friendship stands the test of time, right? And so a friendship develops as time goes on, as you experience more together. And sometimes you grow, but sometimes you part ways, and that's also okay. And it doesn't mean that anyone is, you know, in the wrong or bad or anything like that. It's more so just understanding, okay, setting your boundaries. Who do I want around me? What energy do I want around me? How do I feel after I'm hanging out with someone? You know, do I feel inspired? Does it make me feel like the best version of me? Do we create together? Do we feel inspired? Like all these things I like to kind of reflect on. And sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no. And it doesn't mean that they're not your friend ever again. You know, it's not so dramatic. It doesn't have to be so black and white, but it just might be that you're on a different path or timeline in life right now. And that can change in the future, but it's also just accepting that and not feeling like you have to hold on to that as well. So a lot of friendship things have been coming up. Also, it's been teaching me about myself as well and how I feel, certain triggers that I feel come up or self-limiting beliefs that I know it's not true. It's just my mind telling me things, maybe based on like one thing that's happened in childhood or something like that. So I've been very reflective in the past few days and even leading up to the new year's, I've been kind of, yeah, not sure exactly what I want to do for New Year's Eve. Part of me just wants to have a really low-key one and go to the beach and watch the fireworks. But then the other part of me is like, oh, I want to be with friends and like celebrate and also have a beautiful, wholesome New Year's Day and, you know, just be really wholesome. So I definitely, yeah, I'm not going to be crazy, crazy party. But yeah, also I'm going to stop drinking. Not like I've ever drunk much at all. Like I've drunk twice this year. Maybe, yeah, twice, two or three times this year. And when I say drinking, I have like two drinks. But because I haven't drank in so long, my body has like fully become intolerant to it. Because the last time I drank, I felt so ill and it was not good. It was like, it kind of ruined my night. And I know this is more common in like Asian people, but we're like a little bit intolerant to alcohol. We don't have a certain enzyme or something that breaks down the alcohol. That's why you get like Asian flush. I didn't even really get that much. It was more so like I started to feel super tired and then like really drowsy, and then like my asthma, I was like triggering my asthma. And I used to get asthma as a child and I don't really have it anymore, only around like certain households that have dogs. And yeah, I don't know, apparently when I'm drinking alcohol now. And I got up and I also blacked out, guys. Like I literally went blind for like a moment. It was really scary. And yeah, it was just, I wasn't even that drunk. That's the thing. I think it's just alcohol just doesn't react to my body well. And that's kind of happened like two times, like the past two times I drank, it wasn't a good reaction. So I think I'm just going to stop. Like, what's the even point, you know, for like 15 minutes of feeling like a little bit more lively? But I honestly feel like I'm better without drinking anyways. So that's that. And I'm not going to lame myself and say, oh, I'm never going to drink again. But like at the same time, I just don't feel the need to drink anymore. It's just like not for me. So Yeah, that's a little update on life here. I've been planning some things for the new year in terms of work. I am going to be uploading a lot more content on the Glow Club, my online wellness club, which I'm really excited to start implementing more content on and push that more. I've just uploaded the end of year reflections. So if you haven't checked that out, go inside the Glow Club and check that out. It's the journal prompts and also affirmations, kind of reflecting on the past year and also making goals for the new year. It's just a really easy step-by-step kind of guide for you to do, so you don't have to think about it yourself. I'm going to be making like a vision board. And yeah, I'm just feeling like I'm focusing on work in the new year and just focusing on myself and not kind of focusing on things that just aren't going to benefit me in the long run, because I know that when I focus on myself and my own energy, I start attracting good things towards me anyway. So I'm just gonna focus on myself. I think that is like this coming year, I'm really ready for it, and I feel just, yeah, I'm just gonna really just be intentional and grow. And even if that means saying no to some things and, you know, closing doors to certain things or people, whatever, I'm just going to trust that that is the right decision that feels right for me, and then hopefully that's going to open new doors. So that's a little update from me. I think, yeah, it's just been like a month of kind of experiencing things, socializing. I feel like I haven't been so in my wellness habits as much. I've still been very much like going to the gym, getting really into Reform Pilates again, which I've been loving, but I've been like fitness wise, I've been like on top of it. But in terms of like my spirituality and mindset, I kind of haven't. I saw like a healer. He was like a body aura reader and also a tarot reader here, and I want to delve into spirituality more. I also did a light sound vibration session, which was amazing. It was kind of like sound healing, but mixed with the lights, and also you lying on a waterbed, so you feel the sound through your body, and it was an amazing experience. I did it at Potato Head in Seminyak, and yeah, that was amazing. I want to do more experiences like that, as well as kind of talking to, yeah, more healers and just learning more. Like, I really want to delve into my spirituality more this year. I've been told by other healers how I have, like, I don't know if you call it like healing powers, but like I can heal through my voice, which makes a lot of sense, because obviously this podcast I do, coaching I do, and I know that I have a skill in just, you know, asking the right questions and saying the things that people need to hear intuitively. It's just always been within me, and I feel like I want to definitely expand that. So I feel, yeah, really good and really just more connected with myself, and I can see myself when I'm falling off track in terms of myself and kind of how to get back to myself as well. And also seeing things from a wider perspective and not kind of being so tunnel vision focused and able to just take things as they are. Not, you know, if something happens, it's not good, it's not bad, it just is. And even if it sucks at the time, I'll realize why it's happening later on. So yeah, now let's get into the episode, and we're going to talk about the affirmation of the week. And the affirmation of the week is, I take on every lesson learned this year and allow it to give me more power for the new year. I am being intentional with every decision I make and stay focused on what is leading me to my goals and fulfillment. And the word fulfillment is so important to me, because I just feel like everything I want to do, I want to feel fulfilled. Whether that is after having a conversation with someone, whether that is eating a meal that I just made or I'm eating out, whether that is doing my work, like whatever it is, I want to feel fulfilled after and not drained. Energy is something that we have to be conscious of and kind of keep track of also, because yeah, like we don't want to be doing things that are draining our energy. And I want to upload more stuff on this on the platform, on my Instagram, and just kind of share more of this. But some things I've really noticed that drain my energy, I'm like, okay, I need to go. And the fact that my body really reacts to this too is like wild. Like if I'm in a situation and my body doesn't like, my body will like instantly react to it, and I can tell. And then also like the synchronicities of how I feel like nothing happens by accident in life. You know, I feel like the universe has a plan, and it's up to us whether we take that step forward or take the step back, but every action we do is really part of like a bigger plan, and nothing is ever by coincidence. And so we really just need to take an action, and it kind of doesn't matter what action we take, because we're going to be led to the right path in the end. So that's why just take an action, but also when you take an action that feels aligned to you and like you feel most pulled towards, you're going to get to the end goal for you quicker, if that makes sense. So that really just makes me feel a lot better when it comes to making any sort of decision, even if a decision is scary to me. I just kind of think, okay, well, what's the worst that can happen? And if it's not that bad, then it's fine. So just do it. And everything is always going to work out no matter what. I might not know the answers now, but something's going to pop up and something's going to work. And yeah, I just trust. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about calming the holiday chaos. I assume that you guys have probably had a very busy month too. And if not, then amazing, because you've got time to reflect and really think about the upcoming year. But I want to do a little life reflection of 2023 and how to be more intentional for the new year. You know, I really want to not just rush into the new year and be intentional. And I think there's definitely a line between being intentional and also being spontaneous. I love being spontaneous and surrendering to the flow, but at the same time, you don't want to be too much on one end of the spectrum and too much on the other end of the spectrum, because you just want to be in a like harmonious balance. And I feel like this is the word of the year, like just balance, you know, being really in just feeling very calm and not chaotic, and just more like things are in flow and things are in order, and you're able to float through whilst being flexible to changes. But you know, you've set your goals, you're being intentional, and you know what you are working towards, and you're setting your boundaries, and you're able to say no, you're able to say yes. It's all about just aligning with yourself. I'm gonna start with the mindset, and by the end of the year, we want to be intentional. And so I want you to take at least one day, or even like an afternoon or a few hours, like whatever time you have, just take some time to yourself to reflect. This is a really good time to do the journal prompts that I uploaded inside the Glow Club, because, you know, it's kind of like a step-by-step guide on how you can reflect on the year and how you can make New Year goals as well. But I did this last night, I did this a bit today, and I'm going to be doing it more tonight before New Year's Eve, just to really set some goals and just feel really good in my energy. And yeah, even on New Year's Day, I want to take some time to myself and just do what makes me feel happy and not feel like I have to rely on anyone to be with, to feel that fulfillment, and just feel confident in myself and do like wholesome things that make my heart happy. But really take some time, you know, before the end of the year, just to reflect on this year. And we'll do a little exercise later in this podcast to help you do this. But basically slowing down the mind is important, because we can get caught up in all the busyness in whatever we're doing, whether it's a hectic work time, whether you are going through relationship issues, whether family issues, like whatever it is, we need to just slow down our mind and take this time to ourselves. And this really means like having time to yourself, not with anyone else. As much as it is fun to do things for other people, it's really important to take the time to yourself. And I don't know, for example, recording this podcast is really me taking time to myself, because I'm kind of keeping my brain active, but also I'm able to like verbalize things. And for me, that's really healing, to speak things out, to also write. Those are kind of my forms of meditations. And I've been a little bit slack with meditations in the past couple of weeks, and I've been doing it here and there, but I want to get back on my meditation practice and really learn to quiet the mind quickly again and easily, and fall into that, is it like a beta state or something? But yeah, just being that meditative state and be able to calm the mind and be in the present moment and not, you know, think of the past or think of the future, and just really just be ground yourself in this present moment. Because at the end of the day, we need to remind ourselves that's all we have, this present moment. Things are changing all the time. So it doesn't matter if you feel like something's going to happen tomorrow or you don't know what's going to happen like in the new year. all you can focus on is what you can do in this present moment that's going to make you feel happy and fulfilled. So just focus on the present moment whenever you feel overwhelmed. And yeah, maybe that's doing some meditation practices, some journaling. You can find this all inside the Guide Me Glow online Glow Club to really help you calm the chaos, calm the mind, and take yourself back to yourself. And home is yourself, you know? And okay, so the little exercise we're going to do together is to evaluate each season of your life this year. So we're going to do like every 3 months, because I feel like that's a good time frame to kind of look back in your life and see what has happened. So we're going to look from January to March, and I want you to think about, what were you doing during this time? So this is about this time last year. We're going into the new year. How was your mindset? How was your heart? Who are the people that you're surrounding yourself with? What were you doing career-wise? What were you doing like hobby-wise? Were you spending a lot of time to yourself? Were you being reflective? Did you have a good balance in life? Like, think about what has happened between January and March, and think about things that made you really happy during that time, made you feel fulfilled and great. And also think about some of the challenges that have also happened during that time. And how you got through that into the next season, which is April to June. So this is coming into the middle of the year, and I want you to reflect on, yeah, what were you doing during this time of the year? How did you feel? Who are you connecting with? Even, you know, think about things like your habits. Who are the people that you are surrounding yourself with? What was going on in your time? What was going on in your life during this time? Financially, how are you doing? Were you reviewing your goals? How is your health? Like, think about any specific things that happened during this time and write down why they kind of popped out to you, and how they kind of changed you to act in like the rest of the year. Because then we go into July and September, and this is really, you know, during the summer, this is really like a summertime. So for me, this was traveling Europe and being spontaneous and giving my time to just breathe and kind of not think about work too much and just let go and just surrender to the flow of what happens. A theme that I notice in my life is like everything is kind of last minute and things are changing all the time. And I think part of me loves that spontaneity and that thrill of life. A tarot reader also read that about me and I was like, how did you know? But like, a part of me, like, I love it and hate it, because I love a plan and I love like what to know what I'm doing. But at the same time, you know, I don't know, I guess like leaving things to last minute and being a bit more spontaneous just kind of opens up new doors and kind of makes it more exciting. But something I do want to do in the new year is find more stability and not be as like last minute in things, because I want to just feel like calm and at peace, you know? And I feel like I'm stepping into like the next chapter of my life, where now I'm going into my late 20s and I just feel, yeah, like I just feel ready to just calm down a little bit and just kind of have things more in place, have more structure in my life. And really focus on the things that are gonna, yeah, I'm gonna thank myself in the future. Not like I haven't been doing that, but I think I could do that more. And I just feel like naturally I'm gravitating towards that kind of theme of my life, you know, not investing in so many things like partying or kind of surface level friendships, or just focusing things that aren't, that I'm not gonna, you know, even remember in 5 years time kind of thing. So I think definitely there's different periods of life. And during the end of this year, I've really come to a reflection of being really, really super clear. I realize that I am super clear on what I want in life, but sometimes I don't stick to that goal of mine. And that's when things start to shift. So I think being like creating those boundaries and sticking to it is extremely important. So then we go into October and December. So this is like this time of year, the past 3 months, reflect on how the year has ended. Think about, yeah, where were you at the start of the year compared to now? Would you have thought that these things would have happened in your life? How does that make you feel? What are things that you would like to progress in the new year and continue? What are some things you'd like to remove and not progress on, and kind of just leave that in the past year? How do you feel leading up to the new year? If you are in a really great place, that's amazing. So think about how you want to continue this energy in the new year. But then if you're not feeling in a good place, then think about what would make you super, like, more motivated, inspired, and joyful for the new year. And if you're feeling neutral, think about how can you just elevate yourself a bit more, and just step by step. And when you feel overwhelmed or you don't feel like you are where you want to be, I feel like the first thing you need to do is take it back to yourself. Always take it back to yourself and ignore all the noise around you and just realize, like, you know, what has made me happy this year? Like, when was the time that I just felt so at home myself and I didn't really care what anyone else did, what anyone else thought? Like, what did I do for myself? And if I think about for myself, if I reflect on the past year, it's definitely been a roller coaster and a challenging year, and I've learned a lot about myself, and as well as, like, I've really noticed things that I want to improve on as well in the new year, which I think is really important. You know, it's obviously great to acknowledge your achievements and the amazing things you've done, but also you need to give yourself some, like, feedback in terms of what you could do better at as well. Like, as humans, we're always striving to improve, so calling yourself out in a kind and compassionate way is really important. So yeah, for me, I feel like the start of the year I was very open and excited, but also I didn't think I was fully taking responsibility in terms of the things that mattered most to me. And so, yeah, I also went through a really challenging time in the first season or second season of life. From like April to June was pretty challenging for me, moving back home, having some issues, just like personal issues with like family, and just being just such a big lifestyle change. It really rocked the boat for me, for sure. But I got through that, you know, and I'm proud of myself for getting through that, because I needed that time to heal. I needed that time to almost put a pause in my life and be like, what is it that you really want to do? What really does matter? And I built a stronger mindset because of that. And now I feel, if I compare my life from this time of year to last year, I feel so much more mature and so much more stronger as a woman and sure of myself. And I think that's really beautiful. And I notice myself, like, when I don't feel like that here and I feel myself falling back into old habits, whatever it is, I kind of take myself back to home and take myself back to myself and just be in my own bubble for a moment and be like, wait, okay, like, no, Shine, get back to your true self and everything's going to work out how it's going to work out. You don't need to worry. It's fine. And sometimes that means taking risk as well and not kind of doing the first thing that feels safe and just kind of waiting a bit and, yeah, just letting things unfold how they're meant to unfold. And if I think back in the past 3 months, I've grown so much again, you know, from moving countries again, starting my events here in London and Bali, making so many new connections, meeting so many new people. Also rekindling with old people, but seeing how that's made me feel, how I've changed, and how to deal with certain situations, and yeah, like, just really taking responsibility and making things happen and feeling really inspired for the new year. So that is kind of my summary, and something that I feel like will be really beneficial to do, the circle of life exercise. I also have this in the Glow Club. And I want you to go through each topic, which is creativity, finances, career, learning, health, physical movement, home cooking, home environment, relationships, social life, joy, and spirituality. And I want you to go through them and rate from 0 to 10, or do the diagram that I always do, and see which ones you feel most fulfilled in and which ones you haven't been paying much attention to. And this will really help you figure out where you might be lacking in life and where you need to pay more attention to. And even if you know it, it just kind of shows you that, okay, maybe I need to, like, really pay attention to this a bit more. So definitely do that. It'll be a really reflective thing to do at the end of the year and just kind of put things in perspective. Another thing that I want to do in the new year is write down, like, every achievement I have, big or small, I'm going to write it down like on my notes or in my journal, and then kind of at the end of the year it'll be really amazing to look back at all the achievements that I feel like I've done, and not to measure my success or measure myself through my achievements. I don't believe in that. You know, I think we're always worthy and enough as we are. Like, we don't need to achieve anything to be worthy or to be enough. But I feel like when you achieve these little things, sometimes we need to appreciate it a bit more, because it's not like a, you know, achieving things and reaching our goals is not so blasé as sometimes we make it seem. Like, I know I can be like that, where I've achieved things and, you know, done things and I'm like, oh yeah, it's cool, like it's fine, you know. But it's like, actually celebrate that, acknowledge yourself, give yourself that applause, because if your friend did that, you'd be like, oh my god, you did amazing, this is incredible, like, yeah, slay. But then when you do it, sometimes we're easy to just like brush it off and not really think much about it. But I think that idea is like really just special. I heard that from a podcast saying that Jay Shetty said that, where he was like, write down every achievement, put it in like a little box or whatever, put it in a little box or whatever, and like at the end of the year you can read them through, which I think is really special. But I kind of move around a lot, so I feel like that would just get lost. But it is a cute idea if you're like somewhere all year round. Okay, so now we're moving on to body, and this is, when did you feel most confident in your body? And so I want you to reflect on this time of the year and think, when did you feel most confident in your body and what were you doing at that time? And I don't mean just working out wise or eating wise. As you know, it's a holistic thing. So think about, yes, how are you working out, but also how was your mindset? What was your relationship like with working out, with food? You know, were you being more mindful? Were you getting a lot of sleep? Like, think about all the health habits that you've been doing that makes you feel amazing. I know recently I've not been in a good sleep pattern. This is also one of my goals for the new year. But I just sometimes struggle with sleep, in terms of not falling asleep. I'm a very deep sleeper, but the timing wise, I can sleep very late and get up a bit later and get in that habit, and it doesn't make me feel as refreshed, or go to sleep and have to wake up early and then I'm like obviously not fully there. So for me, sleep is really important, and it affects a lot of things as well. It affects how your body looks, how you look, how you feel, energy, everything like that. So think about when you felt like your best and what you were doing, and hopefully that will inspire you to continue to do that into the new year. And then moving on to spirit, I want you to think about when you felt most connected with yourself spiritually this year. And really think about, when was the moment of time where you felt just so at home with yourself? Whether you felt that for a day or whether you feel that every day, it doesn't matter. Just think back to a time where you felt really good to yourself and you were doing things that served you and took you closer to yourself. Because I think it's so easy to get distracted, and guys, I'm definitely, you know, accustomed to do this too. We all are. Sometimes we get distracted by the people around us, to our surroundings, environment, whatever it is, and we lose our sense of self and our connection to the universe, to God, to spirituality, whatever you believe in. But whenever I feel like this, I really notice it, because I am not living in true alignment of myself, and I'm letting other people kind of dictate my life, which is not how I want to live my life. And I always kind of come back to, okay, Shannon, why am I thinking the way I'm thinking right now? Why am I kind of stressing about things that really don't matter in the long run? And how can I take this back to myself? And also, what do I want for myself? You know, not about what other people think, what other people want. Just think, what do I want? And just follow that. And also having compassion and empathy for other people, and yeah, if plans align or if you're aligning with someone effortlessly, then that's amazing. But if you don't, then it's fine. Like, leave it. You don't need to push it. You don't need to force anything. I feel like whenever something feels a bit sticky and forced and you start overthinking it, it probably isn't meant to be for you. So just kind of go where feels fluid, flowy and easy. And this doesn't mean that you never have to try and like reach out to people or, you know, say your ideas. It's more so like, if you are doing those things and it still feels like not reciprocated or feels forced or a lot of barriers, then maybe that's a sign that it isn't meant to be. So I feel like spirituality wise is always coming home to yourself and thinking, okay, what matters the most to me? What do I want to do regardless of what anyone else thinks, regardless of what society thinks, like all those kind of things? What would make me feel best? And I think coming into the new year is really important to remember that, because you might want to do certain things for New Year's Eve or New Year's or whatever it is that you want to do. Just stay true to yourself and stick to that. And if that means spending the night to yourself, then do that. Like, honestly, I still might do that. And I know a friend of mine is also doing that. And I think, you know, there's a stigma around New Year's Eve that you have to like be out with your friends and it's like lame if you don't do anything. But actually, as I've gotten older, and actually this year is the first time I felt like this, because I always am normally out with friends on New Year's Eve, and it also has like a lot of expectation, and the night never really like serves that expectation. And I was in Bali last year, and my sister, I was in Bali last year, and my sister decided to stay, like have a night in on New Year's Eve, and she was with me in Bali, and at the time I didn't really understand it, but now I really understand it. I think it's just when you feel whole within yourself, and I don't know, maybe you're going through something and you feel like you really need to reflect, like 1 year having to yourself is really special, because you can then reflect, and then the next year will be a lot more powerful because you've kind of become, you know, more home to yourself and more confident in yourself. So if you want to spend the new year by yourself, do it. Like, I really honor that and respect that. I also feel like there's something where there's inner spirituality and outer spirituality, where inner spirituality is when you are working on yourself, doing the work, doing the inner work that no one really sees, and also it's not so obvious. And then you have outer spirituality. This is something I made up, by the way. Like, I don't know if this is the actual thing, but this is how I kind of separate it. But outer spirituality is the work when you're doing it with leaders and healers and coaches, and you're letting other people guide you to find your inner self, which I equally, both are so important. I think it's so important to have coaches and leaders and healers around you, because it helps you carve up that path to where you're meant to go. Whereas if you're not aware and you're going like, you know, in and out and just losing the path and getting lost, a coach, healer, whatever, a mentor is going to help you just take you straight to the destination. So I think equally are both so important, but doing the inner work and having that inner spirituality is also incredibly important, because you're able to lead yourself, and I believe you are your own healer. You know, everything else is just leading you and making the path clearer, but you don't need these things to come home to yourself, because you are you know you the most. So yeah, it's just up to you how much you decide to kind of see things from a bigger perspective. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope it kind of shone some light in how you can be a bit more reflective in the new year and coming up to the end of this year. I always love to get intentional and reflect back on the year and giving myself space and time to do that. And as a challenge, I want you guys to do this exercise that I mentioned earlier, do the circle of life, go through, you know, each season of this year and reflect on how it felt for you and what you want to be doing in the new year. Reflect on the areas you'd like to improve, and let's make 2024 even more amazing and just a new, fresh chapter wherever you are in life right now. Remember that change is literally the only constant thing. So just because this year was challenging doesn't mean the next year is going to be challenging. And even if it is, you're learning through it. You know, we can't grow and be our best potential without going through some struggle in life. That's just how it goes. But it's not good, it's not bad, it just is. And it kind of shows us our own power when we move through that and we're able to get through it, because where there's dark, there's light. Where there's light, there's darkness, and you'll always get through to the end of the tunnel. You know, you're not going to stay where you are forever. And this also is the same with whether you're in a good place as well. You know, what comes up must come down too. So just be okay with that and don't be afraid of it and just be open, learn and surrender to what feels natural and good to you. And yeah, never, things aren't as big of a deal as they always seem. Just remember that you'll get through it. That's probably the one thing that I kept telling myself when I was going through like a tough time in my life earlier this year. I just thought I might not know the answers now. And I might not know the answers now. I don't know why I feel the way I feel, but I just know I just need to go and do what makes me feel better than I do now. And I will get through it because you always do and you always will. And, you know, having support around you is amazing too. But if you don't have that, go to things like podcasts, watch YouTube videos. Like, there's so many amazing creators out there that are putting content to help you guys. And we need to take advantage of that. You know, you don't even need to pay anything. You can just watch it for free. So really, yeah, there's so much resources out there and things out there that can help inspire you and make you become a better person. But we just need to set time aside to do that and really invest in ourselves. And I also want you to think about some big shifts that you've come across this year. And if you were to summarize this in a few sentences or a few words, what words come to mind if you were to summarize this past year? And then I want you to create some words for the new year and be intentional with those words, and maybe every month remind yourself of those words so that you're, you know, focused and you can remind yourself and stay on track. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to be uploading so much more in the new year, guys. I made it a goal of mine to really, really focus on the podcast and make this like my main thing. So get excited. I know I took a little break, but it was like a little refresher, a little season break. But I'm back. I am truly back. And I'm so excited. If you have any requests on certain episodes, or if you want me to record with anyone that you also love, let me know, because I want to do more collaborations as well and have conversations with other people where, you know, we can spread more knowledge and we can just have a fun conversation and teach you guys something new. So yeah, I would really appreciate it if you would give this podcast a rating and review. It honestly really, really helps me spread this podcast, let it become bigger, and we can do more amazing things. And also thank you to everyone who tagged me and mentioned me in your Spotify wrap-up. I was so honored. There's so many people who have me as their top podcast. And it just feels so amazing because it really did start with a hobby. And I started almost 2 years ago now, and it has been a slow burner because, yeah, it started as a hobby and I haven't been consistent the whole way through. But I think as time passed, I noticed how much value this podcast brings to people. And it's probably one of the, like, the most things I get messages on is about the podcast, and even bumping into people in real life who say they listen to my podcast, which honestly make my life. So I really appreciate you guys. Truly. So please share this podcast if you enjoyed it. Send it to your friends, put it on your story, and yeah, give this podcast a lovely rating and review, and I will speak to you in the new year. Happy New Year, guys. I am so excited for the new year. I'm sending you all so much love, light, happiness, joy, abundance, everything, because you deserve it and more. And yeah, I will see you in the new year. Bye.